that I was a fast worker, and I was always ready to work when the rest of them was. I'd come in time enough, I'd go to the field and work. And probably 9 o'clock every morning, I'd come to the house and cook dinner, can up and get her in, and fix and can up whatever I had to can. So I'd go back to the field with them after dinner.
If you're going to feed the hens, the turkeys, and the geese, what'd you call them? You
all the... That's what we call them. Go feed the geese, or go feed the chickens.
Okay, you, the feather now, would you ever call them the...
I'd call them, they were...
The fowls?
Fowls, yeah.
Got to feed the...
Feed the... Well, we always call them chickens or ducks, geese, whatever it was. Whatever we're going to feed, we're going to feed the chickens or going to feed the...
Where'd you keep the chickens? Tell me the place where you...
Well, we used to let chickens run out all over the place and the outside. But then we got to where we had chicken yards. When we had so many chickens,
mm-hmm.
we had chicken yards.
Oh, I see.
And brood houses.
A little place for the little chicks, man.
Yeah, the brood houses.
Brood house?
Yeah.
Was that covered or was that...
Oh, yes. Yes, in little houses. But of course, when we didn't have many chickens, like a hen where our bed is, we had coops.
Coops?
Coops for them. Didn't have houses, we just had the coops.
Okay.
But when we had lots of chickens, lots of bed is, well, then we had houses for them.
Yeah. And now, go ahead, I'm sorry. You used to keep them in the...
What?
You keep them in the houses, right? Okay.
Yeah, we kept them in the houses. We kept the young chickens when they had lots of them. We kept them up in the brood houses until
mm-hmm.
they got to be fryers, and we'd sell them over the woman's sale, keep the pullets. That's when we had lots of chickens. We would keep the pullets and sell the roosters, what we didn't eat.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Laying hen, or a setting hen, if they were setting hen, they're just laying. Well, they're laying hens.
All right. Now, when you eat a chicken, the part that you pull apart, chicken,
bully bone.
Yeah. What was the story behind that?
Well, it's each one, two would get a hold of that under the corner of the table, and each one pulled it from the one that broke the shortest piece. Well, that was the one that's going to get married first. And they'd stick it up over the door, and the one that come in under it was the one that was going to marry. The young man that come in under it was the one that was going to marry. They just say that. That's just an old saying. Wasn't too bad.
So the short piece was the lucky piece?
Yeah, the short piece was the lucky piece.
Okay. And the small piece was the big piece.
It didn't amount to anything. The short piece was the lucky piece. But there was nothing. It's just an old saying the young folks had.
Okay.
Takes off the time, that far over.
When you eat the inside parts of the chicken, what'd you call that? The liver, the heart, gizzard?
Yeah, liver, heart, gizzard.
Call that chicken?
Chicken gizzard. Chicken heart and chicken liver.
Okay. Do you ever call it haslets or was that haslet?
No, not a chicken.
Parsley.
Didn't have haslet. We didn't call them on the chicken head haslet. We got the haslet out of hogs.
I see.
Beef.
Okay. Now, did you have the part of the chicken you might eat or sometimes stuff sausage in?
Oh, yes, that was lentils.
Entrails?
Yeah, not chicken entrails. We didn't stuff sausage in that, but then hog entrails we did.
I see. But did you ever have a name for any part of the chicken, or the...